Welcome to Today on Broadway for Wednesday, April 17th, 2024. I'm Broadway Radio's Matt Tamanini. And in the podcast feed yesterday, I had a travelogue episode. I'm having another one in the feeds today over at patreon.com/Broadway Radio, broadwayradio.com/Patreon at the mezzanine tier and above, in which I talk about my 12th trip to see Six on Broadway. I will also talk about MCC Miscast, which was fantastic on Monday night. And then I'm also going to talk about The Who's Tommy, I think, because I haven't yet seen it. I'm going to see it tonight after I record this episode. But I will have all of that in the Patreon feed on Wednesday, so make sure that you are over there and hearing everything that I've got to say about my trip. Now, yesterday on the show, if you listened, you heard me tease that these Instagram social media posts from Rachel Zegler and Kit Connor were leading to a Broadway production of Romeo and Juliet. And yesterday, it was confirmed, and man, oh man, are the details exciting. So we now know that Kit Connor of the Netflix hit TV show Heartstopper and rising movie star Rachel Zegler will star in a new Broadway production of Romeo and Juliet, and it will be directed by Sam Gold, and it will feature original music by Grammy winner Jack Antonoff. If you are unfamiliar with Jack, he is a 10-time Grammy Award winner. He got his start in the band called Fun, which he is still technically a member of. They sing the song We Are Young, so you might remember that. But he's also a regular collaborator, producer, songwriter, along with Taylor Swift. In fact, he has won the Grammy Award for Producer of the Year in the non-classical category in each of the last three Grammy Award ceremonies. So he is a force in the world of popular music. He also happens to be married to Margaret Qualley, who is a very talented young actress and also the daughter of Andy McDowell. So that's very exciting. And also providing movement direction for the show will be Tony Award winner Sonia Taya. Some of the interesting things about the information that we do have about this show in the social media post that went up to announce the show. Over the top of it, it said the youth are, earmuffs for kids in there, fucked. And also in the social media post, it did say that this is going to be in the Circle in the Square Theater. The press release and nowhere else says that as of now. So I'm sorry if I'm spreading information that I shouldn't be, but it was kind of on the thumbnail for the website, even though it is not anywhere else. But we can expect to see Rachel Zegler finally making her Broadway debut after many, many, many different rumors. And I had actually mentioned the fact that I had heard at one point that she was going to be doing the Gatsby show at ART. That's obviously not going to happen, and she's going to be making her Broadway debut in the William Shakespeare Classic. Now, what does this mean for the Tom Holland, Jamie Lloyd production of Romeo and Juliet that was supposed to be looking to come to Broadway? The Sam Gold version did say that it is a strictly limited engagement and it is coming to Broadway this fall. So presuming it runs into early January, like most shows in that time period do, we could still get Tom Holland's R&J in the spring. It wouldn't be the exact same of having overlapping Gatsby's potentially at some point, but it would be a little different because both of these Romeo and Juliets would potentially be in the same Broadway season, competing in all of the same categories, including Best Revival of a Play. So, will that happen? Who knows? But we do know for sure that this one will be here. And I do think it is important to note that unlike the Sam Gold production of An Enemy of the People that is currently running on Broadway, also in the Circle in the Square Theater, there is no one listed as doing the adaptation for this. So this is not Sam Gold and Amy Herzog working together or collaborating again on an adaptation of a classic show. So as of now, I mean, all of the artwork just says written by W. Shakespeare. I'm assuming that's William Shakespeare, unless someone named Warren Shakespeare has rewritten it. So no adaptation. Rachel Zegler, Kit Connor, Sam Gold, Jack Antonoff, Sonia Taya, a very, very interesting and exciting production coming up later this year. All right, that's coming up later. Let's talk about things that have just recently happened and look at last week's Broadway grosses. This might be the week that we are starting to see a juggernaut take off because Cabaret at the Kit Kat Club is quickly climbing up the rankings of our Broadway grosses ladder. We will get to that in just a second. But overall on Broadway, we were down one show because of the closing of Spamalot, but we had 36 shows to come in at $35,535,214. That was down 10%. Of course, that was coming off of some holidays and the ends of spring breaks and all of those things. Attendance overall dropped just 4% to 292,028 people. The average ticket price fell 6%, which was roughly $7.50, to come in at $121.68. The Lion King was still north of $2 million at $2,050,191, followed by Hamilton at 1.97, Wicked at 1.96, then Cabaret with just 7 performances at 1.73, and MJ the Musical rounding out the top 5 at 1.47. The rest of the shows north of 7 figures in descending order were Merrily We Roll Along, Aladdin, Moulin Rouge, Sweeney Todd, 7 performances, The Wiz with just 7 performances, Harry Potter and the Cursed Child, Back to the Future, and Juliet, and Enemy of the People and The Who's Tommy. Uncle Vanya, with a full 8-show week, was just about $4,500 short of that total as well. We saw a gigantic drop over at the Ambassador Theater, where Ariana Madix wrapped up her run in Chicago on April 7th. So it saw a decline of $449,679 to come in at $650,000. I assume they are very much looking forward to having Jinx Monsoon back in that show. And I saw Jinx Monsoon at MCC Miscast, and I gotta tell you, she was fantastic. We'll talk about that over on my travelogue episode in Patreon. The biggest gainer of the week was Vanya, of course, in previews. Next was Stereophonic, also in previews, picking up $236,000 to come in at $440,000. Merrily We Roll Along actually increased by $203,000. So I don't know if there was some sort of vacations that kept it down, but that's a pretty healthy bump for a non-holiday week or non-spring break week for that show. But things are looking very good for a lot of these shows in total. As you might have been counting, 15 of the 36 Broadway productions were north of 7 figures, and 24 of the 36 were above 90% capacity. The shows that are still struggling the most to find audiences are The Heart of Rock and Roll, which in 7 performances brought in $214,590. Mary Jane, it was second on the list from the bottom, but it only did 5 previews, and it's at the Freedman, and it's a subscription house, so all of those things factored in. Its $229,136 was not a major deal. Limpico was third at $344,080. Obviously, lots of comps and things like that during opening week. Then we had Patriots and Stereophonic rounding out the bottom 5. But as I said, Stereophonic still in previews, only 7, and it is climbing fairly significantly. All right, yesterday we got the cast announcement for the Ogunquit Playhouse's regional premiere of the musical Waitress. This will be the first time that the show has been done outside Broadway or national tour in the United States or in London and tours over in the UK. It'll happen in Maine, and leading the show will be Desi Oakley, who played Jenna in the first national tour as well as in the West End. She will be joined by Jimmy Ray Bennett as Cal, Matt DeAngelis, who will play Earl, a role he has done, I think, both on tour and on Broadway. He's also in the pro capture of the show, not as Earl, but as an ensemble member. Ben Jacoby will play Dr. Pometer, Giselle Jimenez will play Don, Kennedy Kanagawa will play Ogie, Maisha McQueen will play Becky, and Clevant Derricks will play Joe. That show will be directed by Abby O'Brien and is currently scheduled to run from May 9th to June 8th. In other news, yesterday the New York Theatre Workshop announced that its co-production of Here There Are Blueberries, along with the Tectonic Theatre Company, has been extended. That show begins performances tonight, April 17th, with an opening night scheduled for May 13th. It was originally scheduled to close on June 2nd, but it has now been extended 2 weeks to play through June 16th. The show is directed by its conceiver and co-writer, Moises Kaufman, obviously the longtime artistic director of the Tectonic Theatre Project. The cast includes Scott Barrow, Tony Award nominee Kathleen Chalfant, Jonathan Raviv, Erica Rose, Anna Schaefer, Elizabeth Stallman, Charlie Thurston, and others. All right, let's get into some feel-good recommendations. I have 2, and they are both of that time of season, shows that are in previews, making appearances on different talk shows. On Tuesday, Huey Lewis and the cast of Heart of Rock and Roll appeared on Good Morning America, so I will have videos for Huey's interview segment, as well as the cast performing. Looking forward to seeing that one on my next trip. And then on the Kelly Clarkson show, Shayna Taub and the producer of Suffs. You don't normally see producers showing up for these things, but when it's Hillary Clinton, that definitely makes a little bit of difference. So Shayna Taub did kind of an acoustic piano only version of the song Keep Marching, and Hillary Clinton spoke as well. So we will have videos for all of that in the show notes if you want to check that out. All right, everybody, that's all that we have for today. Thanks for listening to Today on Broadway. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Broadway Radio. And you can follow me pretty much anywhere at BWW Matt. Have a wonderful hump day, and I'll be back to talk to you tomorrow.